RCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Aldinger. Jury deliberations will resume tomorrow in the criminal hush money trial of Donald Trump. Outside the courtroom today, the former president criticized the prosecution's case.
There are a lot of witnesses, a lot of people that they could have called that they didn't call. Now, they didn't call him, obviously, because they would have been very bad witnesses for them.
And Mr. Trump repeating his claim that the trial is rigged and it should be ended immediately. Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito says he won't recuse himself from cases involving Mr. Trump or January 6th defendants over flags he says his wife decided to fly over their homes. President Biden and Vice President Harris are holding a rally tonight in Philadelphia as they look for support among black voters. South Korea says North Korea fired a missile toward its eastern waters. Stocks tanked today. The Dow closed down more than 400 points. The NASDAQ and the S&P also ending the day in the red columns. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Entrepreneurs in Wisconsin are getting a multi-million dollar boost. Governor Evers says the Wisconsin Investment Fund is a public-private venture capital initiative helping new businesses with $100 million in startup money.
That's only the beginning. As the businesses that receive these investments start to grow, the value of the fund will grow with them, and this will create new opportunities to help even more businesses expand.
The fund will invest in technology, healthcare, agriculture, manufacturing, and other sectors. The U.S. House version of the federal farm bill includes $30 billion in cuts to the SNAP food assistance program. The USDA says 17 million U.S. households were food insecure as recently as 2022. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
With news from the center, I'm Joanne Krulatz. A Chicago man has died following a traffic crash in Trempealeau County. Around 3:40 Sunday afternoon on I-94 near mile marker 87 eastbound, the Wisconsin State Patrol, with assistance from the Osseo Police and Fire Departments, responded to a car versus semi crash. Initial witness statement and investigation indicates the semi was parked on the shoulder after suffering a flat tire. The driver of an SUV rear-ended the semi-trailer. The driver of the SUV, Shamislaw Kenia, 39, of Chicago, Illinois, suffered fatal injuries. The driver of the semi, Chambi Williams, 31, of Bennettsville, South Carolina, suffered non-life-threatening injuries. The forecast calls for sunny to partly cloudy skies today with a high of 69. And that's what you need to know. I'm Joanne Krulatz.
The Brewers lose to the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers went into extra innings but lost to the Cubs in front of 24,000 fans at AmFam Field. Chicago, with a five-run rally in the 10th, went on to win 6-3. Willie Adames drove in the tying run but was called out at second trying to secure a double. A challenge failed. X-rays on Brewers closer Trevor McGill were negative after he took a hot comeback shot to his right throwing arm. A lot of twists and turns in this one. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah, there's a lot of key moments. That was one of them for sure. The throw from left field to the bang bang play, key moment.
The Cubs getting a good performance from their bullpen and starter Ben Brown, who pitched a no-hitter through seven innings before being pulled. Cubs manager Craig Counsell.
Look, it was a tight game, and so it was a fun game to watch, and we pitched really well and showed a lot of spirit in the game and a lot of fight and came up with a win.
Again, the Brewers losing to the Cubs 6-3. The series continues game three out of the four-game series tonight. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the mid-40s. For tomorrow, mostly sunny, a high in the low 70s. Then increasing clouds for Friday, chance of showers and storms. Highs to the mid-70s. And rain chances continue for the weekend with highs in the 70s. Right now, it's 70 degrees.
Milwaukee Brewer Baseball from WRCE Radio is sponsored by Milwaukee Brewer Baseball from WRCE Radio is sponsored by Jones Chevrolet Buick, A&W Restaurant, Badgerland Flooring, Clary Memorial Funeral Home and Cremation Services, Meister Log and Lumber Company, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Bailey Paint and Decorating, Papa's Trading Post, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Richland Electric Cooperative, Schmidt Woodland Hills, The Shoebox, Walsh's Ace, McFarland's Manufacturing, All American Do It Center, and Goplin Insurance.
Track, gone!
To the warning track, and he looks up, it is gone!
Turns around, watches it, it is gone!
It's time for baseball on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Warning track, get